Good morning. An increasing southerly wind flow and partly to mostly cloudy skies overnight kept temperatures on the milder side than recent mornings, and most everyone starting out in the upper 50s and lower 60s. We'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds for the beginning of the day, with an increasing southerly wind at times gusting over 20 miles per hour. This will pull in higher humidity, and temperatures will warm as well, reaching daytime highs in the middle and upper 80s, with a few spots even touching the 90-degree mark. At the same time, a cold front approaching from the Great Lakes will combine with upper-level jet stream energy, and these variables will produce scattered showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon and into the evening hours. Some of the thunderstorms could be strong, perhaps even severe, with the main threats being strong gusty winds and frequent lightning. There will also be the potential for some heavier downpours and perhaps even some hail and a rotating storm if the proper ingredients materialize. The activity will die down late tonight, and during the overnight hours, skies will remain mostly cloudy as temperatures drop back to around 60. High pressure building in behind this front will produce mostly sunny skies on Thursday. It'll be breezy and cooler with lower humidity and highs in the lower to mid 70s. A new wave of low pressure will track along the Ohio Valley and shear off to the south of Long Island during the day on Friday and into Friday night. As a result, skies will cloud over during the first part of the day Friday, and there's a good chance of rain, primarily from I-90 south, but still the risk of showers north of I-90 during Friday afternoon, with highs on the cooler side with the clouds and showers and in the lower 60s. This system will clear the eastern seaboard late at night on Friday night. Still the risk of a couple of showers on Saturday, especially over eastern New England. Otherwise, gradual clearing during the day and with some sunshine, highs will be in the mid-60s to open up the holiday weekend. Sunday and Monday both look dry with a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a cold front over the northern Rockies along with another front over the Great Basin will usher in cooler temperatures over the northern mountains. Upslope flow along the northern Rockies associated with these systems is expected to bring wet snow to portions of Wyoming and Idaho. As these fronts strengthen and propagate out of the mountains, they will serve as the impetus for more rain and severe weather, the focus of which will be in the Central Plains, where the Storm Prediction Center has issued an enhanced risk of severe weather. The primary concerns will be the possibility of damaging wind gusts, hail, and a couple of tornadoes. By tomorrow morning, the storm system and its thunderstorms will push east toward the Mississippi Valley, leaving a trail of heavy rain that may pose flooding concerns over the Central Plains. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 50 degrees with a west wind at 51 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly sunny and 29 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 63 degrees, the dew point 59, 87% relative humidity, a south wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30 inches even and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 80s. Boston mostly sunny and breezy in the lower 90s. And in Buffalo, breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 75 degrees, the low 50, the average temperature 63, that's 1 degree above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.57 inches still for the month of May, which is now 1.11 inches below normal, and 10.91 inches for the season, which is 2.85 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 74 degrees, the average low 51. The record high 94 set in 1914 and in 2010, and the record low 38 in 1969 and in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 5:23 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:22 p.m., 14 hours and 59 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny, breezy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs near 90. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Partly sunny and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler, lower to mid 70s. Cloudy with a good chance of rain Friday afternoon, especially south of I-90 near 60. Slow clearing on Saturday, still the risk of a shower in the mid-60s. And a mix of sun and clouds for Sunday and Monday, highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.